71.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. As we launch here in hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, is ecstasy safer than binge drinking? We'll find out, but first, we'll talk to Olivia, ladies first, in Ohio. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to let you guys know, you were just talking about spreading the word of liberty like you always talk about. And I just wanted to let you guys know that you've really changed my thinking since...
You changed your thinking, Olivia, not us. That's up to you. But hopefully we were influential. What was your story?
I was just searching around iTunes, and I found Free Talk Live. I think I came across it before, but I think I was a little too young. I'm 17 now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I came across it, and the day that I started listening to it, you were talking about a story where a kid was being tried for changing his school grades and just ridiculous stuff that school systems do. And I was able to relate because I had always thought ridiculous things happen at school. So,
yeah.
So
it's a good thing we talk about those younger stories. We talk about the stories that affect high schoolers and things like that. Otherwise, it might have been perhaps not as persuasive to you.
Absolutely. And I try to tell my friends. Sometimes they don't understand. I have to get really detailed and explain other things in order for them to understand. But I'm trying to let them know, you know.
Excellent. So are you going to a government school?
Yes.
It's always interesting. And you say you're 17 now, so does that mean you're in your senior year starting this year, or are you a junior still?
I just started my senior year.
Gotcha. All right. Well, good luck getting out in one piece. And don't forget to call us if you ever experience anything particularly interesting on the insides of the government indoctrination camps you have to go to every day.
I definitely will.
Great. Good hearing from you. And don't forget to send us your picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners if you've yet to do that.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, and I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Julia, I mean, you kind of had a similar encounter with Free Talk Live in the past. When you found the show, we happened to be talking about something that was particularly relevant to you, right?
Yes.
Can you relate to her call?
Sure. I stumbled across Free Talk Live totally by accident, and I guess at that point in time considered myself a liberal, but I really didn't necessarily even agree with liberals. I just... whatever that even means. I voted shamefully. I voted for Kerry.
Mm.
But I only voted for Kerry because I didn't want George Bush to win.
Yeah.
So I overcame that. As soon as I heard Free Talk Live, like within a week, I mean, it just clicked. And I sort of felt like this is what I always thought and knew, but never knew that how to put it into words or that there was something like that even out there.
So all of the work that the state had put into brainwashing you and their indoctrination camps didn't take too long to wash that away.
Well, I had a really terrible experience with my education.
So you were prepped, kind of.
Yeah, so that, I mean, as soon as I heard it, like, I was already kind of towards
an anti-authoritarian.
State. Yes, and I've always been anti-authoritarian, so.
1-800-259-9231.
I don't like to be told what to do,
yep.
Ever.
That's one of the things I love about you. We continue here and go to your calls. First, it's Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Speaking of young people in government indoctrination camps, what's going on tonight, dude?
Well, I filled out that blue policy form, and I signed my name, and I wrote TDC underneath of it.
This is the form that the
homeroom teacher just took it, didn't even bother looking at it. She just, you know, put it in her little file.
Well,
you know,
of course she's not. Right. And even if she looked at it, she might ask what TDC is, but she might not even have the presence of mind to be curious about that. Of course, for our listeners just tuning in, Alex, you called a few days back. Apparently, they want you to sign this consent form at the beginning of every government school year that says you'll obey all their rules and their diktats. And you've signed your name, but you also put TDC, which you believe stands for Threat, Duress, Coercion, underneath it. The Uniform Commercial Code suggests under protest. Some people have suggested under duress or all rights reserved, but you did decide to go about it that way. Do you think you might get any feedback from the administrators on this, or will they just overlook it?
I think I will, because the school is pretty small, and you know they kind of check stuff, but it's mid-sized, so there's a lot of bureaucracy, but at the same time, it's sort of personal.
Hmm.
But what was interesting, they put in the student handbook a sheet, and it said, correction, the substance abuse policy can be viewed on our website. Now, if you sign that blue form, then you sign what's in that book. And they have a correction that they just, like a loose leaf piece of paper that they just threw in there that says, oh, correction, all of the details are on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not good, because then they can just change the website whenever they want.
Sure.
And make up a new rule.
Well, they can change the rules. Yeah, they can change the rules whenever they want as well.
But at least they'd have to print them.
Right,
right. Yeah, that's a good point. And that's yet another reason why it was not a contract, a legitimate contract, because you did not go to the website and investigate that prior to signing it. You certainly were not aware of what all the terms were. So it's
right.
illegitimate from right on its face.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of indoctrination, we have a study hall group in the cafeteria, and it's a big cafeteria, and everybody's like, you know, sitting around talking, and it's supposed to be a quiet study hall, and mm-hmm. one of the teachers had to shut everyone up, so he started screaming at the top of his lungs, "You think anyone cares about you? If you guys talk to each other, I have a stack of referral forms right here. I don't care how many points you get. No one cares about you." And he said that exactly. And I was thinking, oh my God, I wish I had my voice recorder on me, because it was just unbelievable. And then he started making all these threats about it. He said, "You guys should either take a class or get out of here." And it was just unbelievable how
They're angry. Like a drill sergeant, he was. Yeah, bureaucrats, many of them, many bureaucrats that are working jobs like that have formerly been in the military. But generally, just the demeanor of bureaucrats is negative. It is nasty. There are some exceptions to that. I mean, if you're in a smaller town, for instance, then the bureaucrats tend to be a little bit nicer. Also, if the bureaucrats are younger and they're sort of newly indoctrinated into the system, they haven't been jaded as much.
They just want to be cooler in that case. I think that I would probably come unglued if I had a class of high school students. I can just tell you that.
Well,
and it's just amazing. It's like this holy grail is the referral form. They say, oh, I will just give you referrals. If you are late, I don't care if you're 10 seconds late, you're getting a referral. You know, and it's
training.
5 points each time, and really, and that's what it is. And it's never really said, but they always go and they have this. They try to enforce this idea that's never spoken about, that if you don't go to college, you're a failure.
Yeah,
I heard it. It was spoken about when I was in school.
I don't like that at all, because you know you can be very successful in life without going to college.
Yeah, and you can find many examples too.
They want to mold you into this, you know, this person. Oh, go to college. After go to college, get a job. You know, and it's like the routine thing. And it's just asinine what they're doing.
The whole thing about the referrals is really, and I've never even thought about this before you mentioned it, but the whole thing about the referrals is like training wheels, basically, for being an adult and getting a ticket from the government people. I mean, the kids that are the goody two-shoes in high school, government school, they don't want to get referrals, so they do whatever it is they can do to avoid getting the referrals. And, of course, you don't want the government's paperwork. Oh, no, the government's going to give you paperwork, and that will result in consequences. And you don't want that to happen. But do they actually give you the referral when they fill it out, or does it just go straight to the office? How's that work?
Well, what will happen is if you're more than 1 second late to class, he'll fill out a referral, send it down to the disciplinary office, and it's really funny. They rename the disciplinary office to the Student Affairs Center to have it like less of a
right.
But they'll give it to them. They'll call you down when it's most convenient for them, not you. And then you'll go down and they'll say, look, we got points. What do you have to say? All right, I don't really care what you have to say. All right, here's your referral. And then you'll get points. And if you get 15 points, then you have a central detention for 15 points is 2 hours a day for 2 days. After
this
school.
Is new. Did you have points, Julia, when
no,
you were in high school?
No, but we had something similar and I just never went.
Yeah, that's my question. What are they going to do if you don't go when they call you for the referral? No,
find a reason
okay.
to expel you?
Well, okay.
Well, what will happen is they'll go, is there a commercial?
There is. Hang on a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll continue discussing with one of the people inside the government indoctrination camps here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include live streams. We've got a broadband version and dial-up version of the program now running on a 24/7 test basis. So go and tune in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com.
I've been taking Dexy-20 for about the past month, but I ran out of my pills over the last 5 days or so, and I can tell a distinct difference in my appetite just in 5 days of not taking the pills. Now, I decided I hadn't gotten them quickly enough from Dexy-20, and I decided to go out and buy them. It was mostly my fault. I didn't warn them, you know, and it's not like they sent them to me next day or anything. But yeah, I can tell a distinct difference. I've started taking them today, and my appetite's lower. Dexy-20, it works. It works for me, and I think it'll work for you. Diet.freetalklive.com or Walgreens, CVS, and GNC.
1-800-259-9231. Back to the indoctrination camps. Alex is on the line from New Jersey. Of course, we also talked to Olivia a little while ago, a newer listener to the program, also returning to the government indoctrination camps here, as many young people across America will be doing so. Of course, now you're coming back in armed to the teeth with information about liberty and freedom, and of course, that can result in some interesting conversations in the classroom, and it, of course, can also result in interesting interactions with the administrators, though, of course, there is a caveat here, and that is that you still have parents that are taking care of you. So if your parents aren't on the liberty train, then it may be detrimental to disobey to a certain extent the government and school administrators. With that in mind, you were attempting to make a point, Alex, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. Well, what happened is if you refuse to go when they drop off the note that says you have to come down, you would have an administrator physically try to come up and say, look, I need you right now. If the student refuses to go after that, then they'll call the police and forcibly remove you from the school.
Nice.
And suspend you for insubordination.
Would you be arrested or just removed from the campus?
Well, what they're doing is they're just having a cop there just for records,
mm-hmm.
so that they don't say, like, the administrator beat the child,
right.
or something like that, because they want to cover their own butt.
Well, if they're going to call the cop, you could just leave at that point and say, well, look, if you're going to have me escorted out, I can leave on my own. I have no problem. I mean, there's some schools where they actually put fences up and they lock you in on the campus. Is yours one of those schools?
No. You can leave whenever you want, but then you're going to get suspended. And after you get suspended and you don't come back, they're going to go and they're going to send the police out to send you to the alternative school, which is what I was informed about before, and then the police are going to force you to go to that school.
Right, good point. So unless your parents have enrolled you in some sort of government-approved alternative private school or home school, they will continue to exercise as much control over your life as they possibly can.
My parents...
What's really sad about this, sorry to interrupt,
no.
Julia, is that my parents absolutely hate Free Talk Live.
Uh-oh.
And she said, I tried to, introduce them to these ideas. And my mom said, don't give any money to those crazy people. And I just said, yeah, okay, whatever,
she's talking
mom.
About you.
All right.
Hey, she said people. That's plural, sir. Julia, your thoughts about your parents?
My parents, essentially, when I was 16, I got expelled, and they tried to put me in all kinds of alternative school. And my parents essentially just said, get your GED and go to college. Not that the going to college part was particularly great for me, but I mean... They essentially said, okay, you're 16, you shouldn't be going to school anymore. Clearly, this is not a good place for you.
How is it, how old are you, Alex?
17.
How is it that at age 17 you have a PayPal account or credit card? I'm not sure what you use to amp the show with, but how does that work?
Well, what I do is I created a PayPal account in my own name, and somehow it just worked. What I do is I have a bank account that is in my parents' name, and my parents trust me to do my own finances.
Oh.
So they just say, all right, Alex, you can do whatever you want with your bank account.
Wait a minute. Is it your – hold on. Point of clarification. It's your account, but they're a co-signer on it. It's not their joint account that you have access to, right?
Well, it's their account that I have access to, but they don't even know the login information. I have all that information. I do all my finances by myself.
But it's not their account in that it's not like where your dad and your mom put their paychecks into.
Right. No. It's my own, it's all my money.
Yeah.
100% my money.
Okay.
But I'm actually sitting out in my car right now, because if my parents knew that I was talking on the phone with you guys, they would flip out.
Should we feel bad about that, Mark?
I don't know that feeling bad is going to do anything.
Like we're getting in the way here of
but,
parents. And...
You know, I...
He's not listening to us under their roof, at least.
Can't
right?
say I never hid anything from my mom. So.
Yeah, right. If this is what you're hiding from your parents, it's not the worst thing that you could be hiding, I suppose. Very good, Alex. I thank you for the call tonight, and keep up the good work out there. Tell us more stories as your future education experiences continue.
What do you think Rush Limbaugh would say if some 17-year-old called in and said, "My parents are Obama supporters, but I really love you, Rush, and I'm calling you from my car because they'd flip out if I was." I don't think I can't see Rush
well,
saying.
Well, you should be paying attention to your parents.
Yeah,
kids, I do think it's a good idea that your parents likely do have a lot of good ideas, but. You know, if it's
sometimes
if
that
not
is
listening
not
to Free Talk
true.
Live is one of them.
I don't agree with that statement at all.
What do you mean?
Well, he said that parents. He's trying to. I understand what you're saying. In that, yes, there's probably some good advice out there that your parents can give you, but I don't think that parents give good advice by default.
Because my parents, right?
My mom taught me how to garage sale. That was useful.
Yeah, I learned some valuable things from my parents, but there are some things that, in my opinion, they were wrong about.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you're right. The fact is, if I'd listened to everything that my parents told me, I'd have been in much better shape.
Well, it's where they're wrong where they do the most damage, unfortunately, a lot of times. When your parents are wrong about something and you come to agree with their belief system, then that, I think, can be damaging.
Yeah. I don't see the value. I don't understand why parents are really into, like, raising their kids exactly as they are. I mean, really, the point of raising children, you should just help them be able to survive on their own is really the goal, right? And not make them little versions of you.
It must be some sort of biological thing, don't you think? I mean, because it's so widespread, they believe.
I see it all the time with friends' parents and my own parents,
sure.
and basically it's, well, I made these mistakes, I don't want you to make these mistakes, but.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, teaching your kids how to avoid certain mistakes makes sense. But I think what you're talking about is instead of avoiding mistakes, to have your kid go about the exact same path that the parent has been down. So,
and I
if
think
the parent,
that kids making mistakes is a good thing because people learn from mistakes.
That much is true. But if you can avoid mistakes by knowing about them in advance, there's no point in repeating the same mistakes someone else had repeated. But I think it's okay to give your kids that kind of information. But to say that, well, you need to play baseball because I played baseball and you need to be in garbage collection because I was in garbage collection, or you need to run be a lawyer because I was a lawyer, I think that's where the parental control issues really come in, where they want their child to literally be a mirror image of them or a better, more improved version of them.
I also think that when parents lie about half of what comes out of their mouth isn't true so that you do what they say, how are you, if they're inconsistent about that sort of thing, I'm not going to take any advice from you. I catch you lying half the time.
Yeah, and when you think about politics and religion, those are both faith-based things, and it seems like people are very concerned about their kids getting their same politics and religion.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. There are those parents that support their children developing in whatever ways they decide they want to develop. Of course, I think that's healthy and should be encouraged. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your Fofa today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got a webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to enjoy that on the house. And I think I fixed a bug with the webcam. For whatever reason, it was really jerky before. Just for whatever reason, it wasn't smooth. It wasn't fluid motion. And it seems to that problem has been ironed out at this point.
When you say jerky, you're not referring to the guy in the foreground, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking about motion, as in fluidity of motion. Anyway, go to cam.freetalklive.com to get on board with that. It's free, of course, cam.freetalklive.com. And travel less, meet online. Speaking of cams, you should try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com, enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx and learn how you can get a free webcam. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Use promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today.
Not only is it a free cam, but I hear it's a darn good software. If you need to do meetings online.
Excellent. Might save you a few bucks in gas as well, instead of having to putter across town or across the country. So, WebEx.com, as we continue with your calls, let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the Amp Line in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Well, hello. Hey, I wanted to tell you guys about a little run-in I had with our school. The police officer they have on campus now this year.
What school are you going to? You're going to school?
No, for my son.
Gotcha. And is this a high school?
We send him to a private high school.
Gotcha.
And this year they decided to add a police officer on campus. Now, I didn't like that idea, and I went in and I talked to the headmaster about it. I gave him all of my reasons, the way we're marching lockstep into a police state and how the police officer will one day eventually drag one of the students off in handcuffs.
Sure.
That it's inevitable. And it will happen. And he said, oh, no, no, no. This is not the idea of putting the police officer. He's only here to protect us. And I said, well, why don't you do like the Colorado school and just let some of the teachers bring guns to school? No, we can't have that. Even though he, you know, believes in gun rights and all that, he doesn't want to see that happen. So,
right, because somehow one man in a uniform is going to keep several classrooms of children safe. I mean, that's just absolutely absurd. If you've got a handful of guys that take the school, then they can take that cop right out.
Yeah, and I made that point. I said, you got one man with a gun. It'd be better you have five or six with a gun. But anyway, I also raised the argument that, you know, how much is this costing me? You know, I'm having to pay to put this guy on the campus so that he can strut around and act like he's somebody really important.
Right.
And he says, oh, it's not going to cost the students, the school, anything.
Oh,
yeah,
taxpayers.
They've got a program now so that the taxpayers fund these public servants, supposedly, to come and spend all day long at a private school. So it doesn't cost the private school a penny.
I'm floored. That's amazing.
Somebody, I said, well, it's costing me in higher taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy is not free, making $100,000 plus a year, whatever.
Depends on the county.
Strut around. And I told him that he's going to change the flavor of the campus. Well, the first day of school, I was dropping my son off. Sure enough, I had a run-in with this cop.
Of course.
Yeah, I pulled up to stop, and all I had to do was run in for a second and get something. My son left something in the school. I was going to grab it and go. Of course, there was no parking spots, so I just parked my truck in the handicap spot.
Uh-oh.
Because there's nobody in the handicap spot, and they're always sitting there empty.
And you're so just going to run in and run out.
Spot. Oh, yeah. By the time I had my door open, he's coming up there saying, sir, do you have a handicap placard? And I said, no, I don't. I said, but I'm just running in for a second. I got to get something for my kids. And he said, well, I can't allow you to park here. And I said, this is why we don't want a cop on the campus.
You said that to the cop?
I said that to the cop.
And what did
and
he say?
I got in and moved my truck and went to another spot and then ran in. And then I came out, and I was grumpy as hell. You know, I was grumping at the other people at the school saying, you know, we don't need this guy on the campus. He's just causing trouble. And then I called the headmaster back the second time. I called him on the phone and I said, you know, he's already changing the flavor of this school. He's already going with this law and order crap instead of, you know, Christians supposed to be love and mercy, right?
It's a Christian school, right?
I told him, I said, if God came down on us the way these cops are coming down on us, none of us would have a chance. I said, you know, Christian is supposed to be merciful. Christian is supposed to talk about love. And this guy, he's talking about nothing but law and order.
Yep.
You have to follow the rules.
Obey, citizen.
No mercy. And so I called back, and the cop has stayed away from me since then. I don't know if he had a talk with the cop or what. But today I drove up there and I parked up front. I didn't park in the handicap spot, but I had to run in and do something. And he saw me drive up.
Would you say, Gene, this is not a deal breaker? You did not get to the point of perhaps threatening to withdraw your business from the school?
Oh, I told him. I said, you know, I can't even vote with my money, my pocketbook, because my son at 14 years old, he's in the marching band and all this stuff. And I said, you know, even if I wanted to take him out of the school, which I probably would like to do at this point, I can't because it's going to cause too much disruption in his life.
I said,
but at some point, I said, you know, this will wind up making me have to force him out of school. But at this point, I can't because he's just too firmly entrenched.
Well, hopefully he's not going to be the one to get taken out in handcuffs, because that'll certainly change your situation.
Well, everybody, I know you don't know Dave Von Kleist, but every morning he asks, where's your line in the sand? And that's my line in the sand. If they ever touch my family,
they'll feel the wrath of Gene. I appreciate the call.
Turnabout is fair play in that regard. If they touch my family, I touch them.
I think that's fair. I agree with you, sir, and I thank you for the call tonight. Keep up the good work out there. 800-259-9231. You know, by the way, the speaking of cops and them not contacting you after a certain point, the couch enforcer hasn't come back yet. Last week, we told you about how this guy from the code enforcement bureaucracy came out to give me a ticket, allegedly, for a couch in my tenant's yard. And I pulled out a video camera, caught him on tape doing what he was doing, asked him some questions that he didn't like very much, and he was supposed to give me a follow-up notice. It's supposed to go $100 the first ticket, $200 the second time, $300 the third time, and then court after that. And it's a seven-day period that he has, so you've got to wait 7 days to give the next fine out. It was Tuesday last week when he came here initially, and it's now been it's Thursday, so nowhere to be found, and nothing has come in the mail
yet. Keeping
the
town safe, man.
So
bigger fish to fry.
Having a video camera handy, I think, is what made that situation turn around.
I don't know whether you can say that the situation's turned around at this point.
Just because
the government is slow and ponderous does not mean that it isn't, that he doesn't have an intention of coming here.
Well, maybe the
on your little couch.
This is true. I mean,
rain,
they could show
moldy
up.
Couch that you've got out in your yard.
They could show up.
It's
whenever.
In a really good location, though. It's totally hidden unless you're right in front of it.
Yeah, it's camouflaged. You can't really see it if you're walking.
It's between
down the
some
street.
Trees, and it's really in a good. I didn't even know it was there.
I can't say that I knew that it was there either.
So,
and I actually lived in this house for a month and a half or something.
I just found it interesting that they have not come back as quickly as they could have to levy another ticket against me, which actually the first one didn't even have my name written on it. So it was apparently a ticket against my property. I don't know. I don't know
how your property can pay.
Or challenge it or anything like that. Anyway, we continue with your calls, and we talk to Dan in Pennsylvania, also on the Amp Line. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Ian, Julia. Well, how about that? You got two Christian anarchists calling you in a row.
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the business cycles.
Okay. Do you have an alien ship landing in the background?
I think it's crickets, actually.
Okay.
Wow,
those are
some loud crickets. Go ahead.
Is that really bad?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
He's crazy about audio.
Yes, my tolerance level is fairly low, but this is tolerable, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, yesterday's show, the topic of business cycles came up, and Mark, I believe, said something that business cycles have existed as long as the market has, and that's not entirely untrue, but it is inaccurate.
Let's get the details in a moment. Hang on, Dan. More with you in a moment here, 800-259-9231. I know we said we were going to talk about ecstasy. We had another marijuana-related story. I'm hoping we can get to one or the other here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And the features are free. So if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do it on a voluntary basis by becoming an amplifier. You've been hearing people calling in on the AMP call-in lines. They're taking advantage of one of the few perks that they get access to as Free Talk Live amplifiers. They also get the Free Talk Live AMP-only chat room, forum, and there's a few more details available at amp.freetalklive.com. But the number one reason to AMP the show is if you appreciate what we're doing. If you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, if you'd like to get Free Talk Live on more internet connections around the world, you can help us for as little as $3 a month and get access to those perks. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about how you can do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Dan is still on the line, had just barely gotten into the point you wanted to make about the business cycle. So go ahead, Dan.
All right. Mark said that there have been business cycles as long as there have been markets.
Right, boom and bust,
and
bust cycles, that kind of thing. And I used as an example famine, for instance. When the government can't inflate the money and cause business cycles, you know, through government inflation, that, you know, things happen and there's boom and bust.
Right, and as I said, that's not entirely wrong, but it is inaccurate because what you're talking about isn't really a cycle. It's just bad things happen, floods, famines. But the only thing that happened in America, for example, before the creation of the central bank was 1819, I think it was, a whole lot of European markets moved up, and Americans sent just a whole lot of their gold and silver overseas, so there was a sharp decrease in prices. But the credit boom and bust is caused by an inflation of credit, which can only happen when the government inflates the money supply. And then people become falsely optimistic and invest money that they don't have.
Well, they also mess with the interest rates as well. And that's
right.
Another factor that contributes towards malinvestment. And malinvestment inevitably ends up in a market correction down the line. Right?
Insider exactly. Trading laws can affect business cycles also.
Exactly. But the business cycle is usually looked at exactly the wrong way. The recession that everyone is so deathly afraid of is actually a completely natural and necessary correction to the distortion of the market, which is caused by the interest rate being lowered and the expansion of credit.
Yeah, tell it to the people whose families it's affecting.
Right. But the thing is that it was never a cycle until central banking came in.
Right, it was just the market responding to different factors, random factors that might have occurred, whereas this is not random because it's predictable. Whatever they do, it's predictable that some industries will be thrown off because of malinvestment, and inevitably down the line there will be a correction made. So that's why it's a cycle now, because of the Federal Reserve, because of central banking. So business cycle is actually inaccurate. It should be the Federal Reserve inflationary malinvestment cycle. But, of course, they want to term it the business cycle so they can blame the marketplace.
Yeah, and the term business cycle came about with the Keynesians, who wanted to say that it was a part of capitalism. In fact, that was their theory, that the business cycle was an integral part of capitalism. Of course, they completely confused the correlation and causation.
Brilliant call, Dan. Any other thoughts?
Dan, you've gotten the Osbornian seal of approval on that.
The Jason Osborne from Sabre CAI.
I had the PhD in economics on the IM here in case you stepped out of line, Dan, because I'd have smacked your fingers.
But Dan got it right, and I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231 to Jeff in New Jersey, also on an AMP line. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I've got a couple updates, but, I mean, I told you before that I was having the problem converting to being a free marketeer or pure libertarian, and having my wife have issues with it. Do you remember?
Vaguely, but I will take your word for it.
Whatever. Same thing, right? Okay, so in the last few days, she has actually declared herself a libertarian. However, it's more of the, you know, incumbent, not necessarily neocon, but Bob Barish type libertarian, where she still has a few clean questions that she can't get over.
It's a step in the right direction. What are those?
It absolutely is. And for somebody who doesn't listen to Free Talk Live on a regular basis, it's simply, you know, there's nobody in there culling out all that old rhetoric, so it's going to stick around.
What are her questions at this point?
First of all, for somebody that hates your show, according to her, I'm overwhelmed, but, you know, okay. I'm going to sum it up because we got a little time here. Her top three questions are, if there was no government, then how could the airlines survive since they're on government subsidies? How could public schools function since poor people cannot send their kids to private school? And how could healthcare function since old people can't afford healthcare?
Let's start with the first one. Julia, you snickered at it, so do you want to handle this?
What was it?
Airplanes.
No,
airplanes don't fly.
They're government subsidized right now because of the fuel costs, supposedly. I don't know if that's true or not.
Some airlines have been bailed out. I don't think they're all receiving subsidies, but some of them have been bailed
out. Airplanes will exist if people want to fly from place to place, and a lot of people want to fly from place to place because it's a lot quicker. And I would say, actually, the government's involvement in airlines in general has made flying less popular.
And
I know
more expensive.
And more expensive. I certainly do not fly unless I have to. I hate going to the airport.
In some businesses, there will be corrections in the airline industry, since they are so deeply in bed with the government. There will be some corrections. But you can believe that some airlines, Southwest comes to mind, they're going to survive this because they aren't so deeply enmeshed. They've got a really great business plan. They're one of these new up-and-coming airlines. They're going to survive that. So airplanes will still fly the whole time as this correction's occurring. Yeah. Airlines are fictitious organizations that exist in the minds of people. They are corporations. And it's really the airplanes that are the issue. The airplanes will not blow up when the government goes away. They'll still be there. Somebody will buy them. Likely a few pilots will get together and say, hey, now's our chance to fly some airplanes.
That's where
I'm
going
to go.
Right, because the entrepreneurs will be able to enter the marketplace much easier in the absence of federal government regulation that's really controlling to the players on the field. So new
people will
be
rough for the first year, and they'll be normal by five.
Rough, hold on a second. We're talking about getting the federal government out of the way. Then you're talking about slashing gas prices instantly because the taxes will go
away.
People
having more money in their pockets.
TSA will be gone. You won't be paying those security fees. So I think you're saying it'll be rough, Mark. It could be, but I think right off the bat you're going to see price reductions as soon as you get the government out of the way as far as airline tickets.
There will be some
can I make a point real quick?
Yes, sir.
Reciprocity.
Go ahead.
Her limit on the airlines is that with the price of gas that if they're not government subsidized, then their airline fares are going to rise and that people are not going to be able to afford those. I don't know how much that has to do with, honestly, the other stuff you guys are talking about. You see what I'm saying?
It really sounds like she doesn't really understand how the marketplace functions. I mean, people, when there's a demand for a product or service, presuming there's a free marketplace in order for people to jump in and supply that demand, the demand is supplied by the market. And again, without the government involved, gas prices would probably drop simply because the taxes would be lobbed right off the top.
So there's at least 50 cents per gallon dropped off, lobbed right off right there.
So.
Trying to blame big oil when they're getting, what is it, 4 to 10 cents a gallon?
Right, and if people aren't riding on the airlines, then they're going to have incentives to try to reduce costs in other areas, or they're going to try to, or maybe put some money into alternative energy situations. But I just don't see what the concern is there. If they are not meant to be in business, they should not be in business. And no business, whether it's the airlines or a train or whatever it is that's getting a government subsidy, or farmers that are getting government subsidies, if they would be out of business otherwise, that's what they deserve, is to be out of business. It's called creative destruction in the marketplace. When one business goes under, it just creates an opportunity in the market. There's now a shoes to be filled in the market to serve the demand that still exists. People want to get from point A to point B. The people in the marketplace that are in search of a profit will find a way to do that.
And subsidies are a very inefficient way of moving money into a particular industry, because the government takes 50, 60, 70% off the top when they send that money to airlines and that kind of thing. So then the public would have their own money, and whatever businesses, the government got this money from, they'd have their own money to spend on airline tickets. So the money, it's all they have to do is buy half as many airline tickets. If the government's taking half the money, all they have to do is buy half as many more airline tickets in order for those subsidies to be replaced. And when you think about the government getting out of the airline business, as far as foreign tourism returning, people flying more, by something like over 25% since 9/11. I don't think, as a matter of fact, the number's been rising. So I'm certain that all those people aren't people that are scared of airplanes because of terrorists.
Hey, Jeff, you should call us tomorrow night with questions 2 and 3, because we are out of time, and I appreciate the call tonight. It has been Ian here with
you. And Julia.
And Mark.
And we'll be back. The other question about airlines, or the other issue that is we can't determine it right now, is the cost of regulation. What does it cost all those airlines, as far as costs of compliance are concerned, to obey all the various regulations? That's another cost you can knock off the price of a ticket. Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. It's a